a keteris if they want. Since there's a chay for them to bring the keteris twice a day, maybe they want to bring more, maybe they could. Talmud, the pasuk says, no, loy salam, you cannot bring up, there is anything more than the chayv, Rashi's mashma rabim koma. Even a tzibur or rabim could also not bring a keteris, excluding the tzibur that's supposed to bring it twice a day. Yochel, I was thought to say, lo yalo mizbecha panimi, maybe there's only an aveira not to bring a mizbecha panim, this keteris zora. But maybe you buy Zaya Yochid Zaya Tzibur could bring the Keteris on Mizrecha Chitzayin. Tam Lema, the Pesach says no. Tam Lema is Shemen HaMishcha V'yes Keteris HaSamim La Kodesh K'chol HaShet Tzivasicha Yasu. That means Ein Lechoy L'mash Shoma B'inyin. You can only bring the Keteris where it says it. In the Parsha it says that to bring it on Mizrecha Panim, that's the only place you could bring it. And only a Tzibur, Korban Tzibur, and not other people. So who asked the kasha? What's the half minute before to say it's mashma that a tzibur could bring it? And so here will be medayik. No, that a tzibur cannot bring another keteris. So what was the chiddush then that Nesiim brought on mizbecha chitzayin? Omer a papa says like this. Pshat the brayso was loy mi boy koma, means not only this but not loy mi boy koma, loy mi boy tzibur a mizbecha chitzayin. Not only can't a tzibur bring a keteris. Not the regular tzibur we're supposed to bring in the morning and the afternoon, but a different type, more, that they cannot bring, even on the Zerach Yitzin. Why? Because you never find anywhere that a tzibur could bring a keteris on the Zerach Yitzin. And v'loimi, boy, not only yochid on the Zerach Panimi, not only can't the yochid bring the keteris on the Panimi, v'loyashkechon, that we never find that a yochid could bring his keteris on the Zerach Panim. But the chiddush is that lo afilu yochid mizbeach chitzayin, that even a yochid cannot bring on the outside mizbeach, even though the yashkechon v'nesiim, even though we found by the nesiim that they did bring their private keteris on the mizbeach chitzayin, so maybe kol yochid v'yochid also has a right to make a neder nedava to bring keteris. And this that's the chiddush of Brisa. No, hoysa, that was a special aroah. Special loch there that you could bring the keteris, but the dorois avad even the yochid cannot bring the keteris on the mizbeach hachitzay. Now the Mishnah says chavite kohen gadol. The kohen gadol used to bring his mincha every single day, half in the baboiker and half erev. So it says lehoye boyes chatzoyim. He did not bring half of the amount of flour in the morning and half of the amount by evening. El rather maybe yisur and sholim. He brought all the amount of flour with a complete yisurin in the morning. He was Mekadosh dosing at one time. And then, v'chotseyu, he divided it up in half after he brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. And then, u'makriv mechza baboik, half he brought it in the morning. U'mechza ben aboim, half he brought it in the evening. Now, the koyin shikriv mechza, v'shachris u'meis, that's their koyin gold who brought half of his chavitim in the morning, and then he died. U'minu koyin akatakta, then they appointed another koyin gadol. The lachor is lo yavi chat yisur mi beisai. He cannot bring just a chat yisur from his new house, like to do the bein abayim one. V'loy chat yisur in the sharishan, and he cannot use the other half from the morning's kohen gadol. El rather, the lachor is maybe yisur and shalom. This new kohen gadol has to bring a new yisur from his house. V'chotzei, and they divide it up halfway. V'makriv mechza, half of it is brought now. V'mechza, but half of it is lost. Nimtzur comes out, Shnei Chatzoyim Kravim, or Shnei Chatzoyim Oivdim. Out of these two Kohen Gadols, half of them are brought, and half of them are lost. Like half of the morning ones is lost, and half of the afternoon ones is lost. So half and half is brought, and half is Ovat. Now the Gemara explains, Tana Rabban, what's in a brace like this? Ilu Nema, Mincha Machtis, if we would have said that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a Mincha, Machtis, I would have thought to say maybe chatzi sar mi beisa shachris, that the kohen gadol could bring a half of an isar and a flower in the morning. Umakriv, and he brings the half in the morning for his minchas chavitim aboiker, and then chatzi sar mi beisa arvis umakriv. Then in the afternoon later he brings another chatzi isar from his house, and he's makriv that. The pasuk would have just said mincha machtis, means to say half by half he could bring. But Talmud Loima, therefore the Pasuk says, Machatzisa ba boiker, u machatzitsa berif. meaning to say, machzo misholem hu makriv. You have to bring half out of the whole thing. So from the word of machtitza, baboike will be metayik, it means half from a whole. Choketza, how does this come out? That mevi yisorin sholem, the Kohen Gadol has to bring every morning a complete yisorin, and then v'choytzeyu in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to use mekadosh shebekli, now we divide it in half. Umakriv machzeh baboikir machzeh ben haboyim. Half he brings in the morning and half he brings ben haboyim. What's going to be nitmo machzeh sheben haboyim? Let's say then later on the half that was set aside for the ben haboyim becomes tamei. Oishova, or else the other half becomes lost. Yochel, I would have thought to say, yovi chatz yisar mi beisayit, arvis. For Yaakov, it's enough for him just to bring now another chatz yisar from his house, for the Chavitim Shabbain Abayim. Talmud Leimano, and this the Pasuk says, Machatisa Baboikro Machatisa Berif. That means Machatisa Misholom Umevi. That there always has to be a half from a whole. Okay, that has just come out. Maybe Yisar Shalomi Beisai. That the same way you do in the morning, if the afternoon got lost and you have to bring a new one, you have to bring the same thing in the afternoon also. You have to bring a complete Yisar and Mi Beisai. The Chatzeim divided in half. Umakriv machtza, half of it you bring, umachtza of it, and the other half time gets lost. You don't use it. Nimtza comes out, shnei chatzvayim kreifim, shnei chatzvayim leivdim. Two halves were used and two halves were lost. In the morning's half was lost, in the afternoon now, the other half you can't use. Now, Kohen Gadol shikriv machtza shachris. What's going to be if a Kohen Gadol brought half of his mincha in the morning, umeis, and then he died? Umino achatachta, they appointed another Kohen Gadol instead of the first one. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yovi chatzisarmi beisai. Now the second Kohen Gadol just has to bring a chatzisarn for his minchas chavitim ben abayim. Oy chatzisroinim sharishain. Because maybe you could even use over the second half of the first one's chavitim. Talmud Lehm, this passage says no. Umachatzisar beerif. That means machzim misholim. He has to have half of a whole, of his whole mincha, he has to use a half. If so, machtza misholem hu mevi makriv. If so, hakeitz, how does it come out? That mevi yisorin sholem, he has to bring a complete yisorin right now, for the afternoon. For chatzayit, we divide it up in half. O makriv, and his makriv, half of it, o machtza of it, half of it get lost. That's what Mishnah says, nimsa comes out like, shnei chatzayim mevdim, shnei chatzayim krevim. Half of it, two halves were used, the half of the morning and half of the afternoons, and the other halves are lost, not used. Now it says, Toni, Tona, Kaimut Rav Nachman, a time learned in front of Rav Nachman. Machtza Rishon, or Machtza Sheni, Tuvatz Rosin, Vyotz Lebesas Reifa. The half that you cannot use from the morning, or the half that you cannot use from the afternoon, what you have to do with it, let it stay overnight, let it have an Issa leaner on it, and then you burn it. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Vishloim Arishon Ichzilak Rava. I understand why in the morning you can't burn it the way it is right now. You have to not have a psalina, because the mice of the mornings, Chavitim was Roy. It first had a Kedusha Saguf. It was fit to be brought, just then the Kohen Gadol died. So therefore you have to wait to give it a psal to burn it. El Sheni, born the second Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, brings his Isarin, Sahur Lechetchila, he's only marked the chef of it. The other half has no kedusha to be used. Salam la yibud tzura. Mi korol yibud kosi. It's only common that chil, you knew it's going to be lost right away. So chur has no kedusha saguf. So why do you have to wait to yibud tzura to have the psalina on it? Samura says, the yom lechomani, who do you go like? The yom lechomani, tonen devei rabba baravuhu. The yom that he says, afilu pigul, toyen yibud tzura, that no, the Maestro, we don't burn any kachim. Any kachim, there is even pigol. Rashi says, the Apostle Chomeru, Apostle the Raisu, Toin, Tzura. Still, we do not burn the kachim the way it is right now. You always have to wait. Let's see, but Tzura, till has another psul, Tolina. Ravashi Yom HaFilo Temer Rabbonin, Kivon de Vidna, Tapal Gibhu, Iboi HaMakriv, Iboi HaMakriv, Mechsechozi, that no, this Isaron that the Kohen Gadol brings in the afternoon, even though Lamaisi cannot use more than half of it, but we do not know which half he's going to use. So every half lechatchila is fit to be used. So therefore, it's considered they're both really fit to be used. And now the one you can't use, that one, like, you cannot burn the way it is right now, Therefore, you have to wait to Ibur Tzura, so the Tzura changes, the form changes, and then you can burn it first the next day. Itma will not like this. Chavite Kohen Gadol Ketzen. Oisin. How do we bring, how's the Kohen Gadol bring his Chavitim special mincha every day? Ketzen Oisin Oisin. How do we do it? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abom, Rabbi Yechonon, Oifa, first we bake it, V'yacha Kach Metagno, and then you fry it in oil. However, Rabasi Yom Rabbi Chanino, Metagno, no, first they fry it in oil. They did this dough. V'yacha Kach Oif, and then they bake it. So Om Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Chiba Rabbi says that Kavos to the Di Mestavris, more Mestavris the way I'm saying it, that first you have to bake it. Why? The Pasuk says Toifina, Toifina, double ocean like. It means to say Toifina no, you have to bake it nice. Rashi says Bishas Afiyosn Batana Taino, that when you bake it right away, it has to look nice. If you're going to fry it first, it comes a little bit black, Rashi says it doesn't look so nice. So therefore, Pshita, you have to bake it first. Rabasi Yomano Kavosta Didi Mistabas Molagam saying the first fry it. Why Tofino means Tofino no? Like bake it, first it should be like half done, like raw. So what does that mean to say? First fry it. It's not completely done. And then you bake it. The Mora says really Kitanoi, it's a machlokes anoyim. When the Pasuk says Tofini, that you have to bake this Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, so Idashvin Tofino no means first make it like raw, means first fry it. Rabbi Yoimino, Tafino no, means bake it well, means first bake it first and then fry it. Rabbi Yoisi Yoimino, Tafino rabo, that what you have to do is bake it twice. So therefore, Islay no, Vyislay no, it has both. That first you bake it, then you fry it, and then you bake it again. So you have both in Yonim. It's no, it's first like raw, and then it's being baked nicely. So you have both in Yonim here. Rashi says Afiyas Harba Oifer Matagna Vyofer Isla Norsam Shumochi Oifer Achatigan. After you fried it, you have to bake it again. Vyisle no, it's also called nice. Mishumochi Oifer Tchila, you need both things. So even after you fry it, still you have to bake it again. And even before you fry it, you should also bake it to make it look nice. Tanan Hossam learnt over there, Gemara later, that Chavite Kohen Gadol Lishosan v'arichosan v'afiyosan v'fnim, that b'shas they make the dough, the aricha, when they form the dough, and they make the dough when they knead it, it has to be done inside the base of Mikdash. And also, b'derech has a Shabbos. On Shabbos also you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to bake it on Shabbos. So, how do we know that you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos? As the word of Kashmir is, maybe for Shabbos, bake it ever on Shabbos. So you don't have to bake it on Shabbos. Omer Afuna, Toifina means Toifina, no, it has to be baked nice. The offer of Miesma, if you're going to bake it on Friday, in Shavuot, it's not going to be a little bit stale. When it comes Shabbos, it won't be good. So therefore, it's not called Toifina. Maskel or Rabbi Yosef, Rosev asked the question. Maskel or Rabbi Yosef, Ema, why don't you say, the kovish le biyarko, like preserve it in your vegetables, that no ear would come to it, like preserve it, so the challah will still be fresh. So how do you know to say you let it bake it and knead it on Shabbos? So the verb Yishmel Tono, the Pasuk says Tase, do it, meaning V'afilu B'Shabbos, and also Tase V'afilu B'Tuma, even though it's brought B'Tuma, still you let it bring it. So that's the Gzeras HaKosef. Abayi says like this, Abayi Ram HaMak, where the Pasuk says Soilas Mincho Tomit, that is Minchas Chavitin is like a Korban HaTomit. So you have to say Hareyu K'Minchas Tamidim, it's like a Minchas Tamidim. And just like the Talmud is doing a Shabbos, who are din the Minchas Chavitim that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, is also doing a Shabbos. All right, we'll stop here.